Pharmacist Ben from CriticalHealthNews.com with us tonight. This is our final hour to go with him, and we'll take your phone calls for the entire hour with your text and tweets as well. Well, so far, the CriticalHealthNews.com webmasters are winning the bet. We have not shut their server down. So everybody who's at a laptop, smartphone, have some kind of computer with you, just go to CriticalHealthNews.com and zap it for a little bit. I really wanted to show them what we can do. Anyways, we'll be back with your calls and Pharmacist Ben on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. We're back with Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, here's that toll-free number to call at any time, 1-855-949-RADIO. And by the way, they will be there tomorrow, too, 1-855-949-7234. The previous caller, Ben, also wanted to know where the supplements were made. I'm guessing, but I believe it's Chula Vista, California. Do you know?
That's where the headquarters is.
Okay.
No, Washington, a lot of them are made in Renton, Washington, actually, I think is the name of the town. Somewhere in Washington State.
And I know they have great quality control there.
Great QC, great formulators, great scientists. I mean, everything about longevity is so top-notch.
Let's go now back to the phones. Thomas in La Jolla, California. Thomas, go ahead.
Thank you, George, for taking my call. And thank you, Pharmacist Ben, for everything that you, Dr. Wallach, do.
Thank you, Thomas.
And I'm on the longevity program. Very pleased. My question for you, Pharmacist Ben, is there was a dentist and oral surgeon named Weston Price.
Oh, yeah.
In the 1940s, he traveled the world studying indigenous cultures.
Sure did.
And what he noticed, he took thousands of photographs of people's mouths and teeth.
Right.
And what he discovered was that, just like you were talking about spontaneous remission of cancer, that these cultures had spontaneous remission and regeneration of tooth and gums conditions.
They had no
gums. And in more particular, he connected it with nutrition.
Yeah.
And there were even many cultures which they would have their baby teeth, then they would have their adult teeth, and then they would go on and grow like a third or a fourth set of teeth as needed. And so I was wondering, like I said, I'm pleased with the longevity and the results that I'm getting, but how can we leverage nutrition to bring about natural healing?
I love that word leverage. That's one of my favorite words in the English language. I always thought, when people ever say, what's the greatest invention, I always think it's the lever. Because with a lever, a small move can give you a huge result. That's what leverage is. A little tiny move gives you a huge result, and nutrition is exactly that. It's something that can be leveraged so that you can, your body can heal itself, your body can renew itself. How can we do it? Well, it's the same basic idea, you know. It's really simplexity. It seems like simplexity is the idea that behind the most complex phenomena, you have the simplest ideas. And the simplicity behind health, by the way, the name of the book that Dr. Weston Price wrote was called Nutrition and Physical Degeneration. He was one of the first guys to recognize the power of nutrition for healing. It's as simple as making sure you're getting quality food and not too much of it, making sure you're on a good supplement program like the Healthy Start Pack and the other longevity products, exercising a little bit, resting a lot, practicing all the spiritual, mental, and emotional strategies you need to be healthy, making sure you're deep breathing. It isn't a lot of stuff. It's maybe 10 different things or 12 different things. And if you do each one of those every day, and by the way, if you're really sick, you may think, well, gosh, I'm too far gone. Just a little bit every day, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit more, a little bit more. Every day you're going to notice you're getting better and better. It's like the story of the bamboo tree. You ever hear the story of the bamboo tree?
Tell me the bamboo tree story.
The bamboo seed stays underground for 5 years and has to be watered every day for 5 years. Nothing comes out.
Before it starts to sprout?
All of a sudden at 5 years, not only does it sprouts 80 feet in six weeks. After 5 years of just putting stuff in, and sometimes that's the way it is with health. You know, you put stuff in, you put stuff in, you put stuff in, all of a sudden you notice, wait a minute, my blood pressure's dropping, my body feels stronger, I have more energy. and all of a sudden it hits you. It doesn't take 5 years to hit you. That's the bamboo tree. It may take you, it may take you a couple of weeks. It may take you a week. But you'll notice that over the course of time that you're getting better. And that's the way you want to look at any project, the way I look at it. Every day, do something. Every day, do a little bit more. Every day, exercise. Every day, a little bit of gratitude. Every day, a little bit of nutritional supplementation. And at the end of a month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, you find that your body is changing. Your body's constituency is changing because it's in, this is the bottom line right now, what I'm going to say. It's in the body's nature to heal. It's in the body's nature to renew. If it's not happening, there's something blocking it. You simply remove whatever's blocking it, whether it's a deficiency of some kind, mm-hmm. or wrong thing coming in, and the body does the rest.
Now, some pharmaceuticals are good. Would you agree?
No, I don't agree.
You're a pharmacist. What do you mean, no?
There may be some that are necessary. There may be some that are life-saving. But I wouldn't say they're good in terms of what the chemistry of it. If you got to get yourself into a pickle because you've been abusing the body for so long, for years, for decades, you may need to have a drug for a short period of time. Or, God forbid, you have some kind of life-threatening emergency, a traumatic emergency. There are certain drugs that can be used to save your life and for emergency state. And this gets us to the idea of heroic medicine versus regular medicine, we'll say. Heroic medicine, yes, there's sometimes you need to have specific drugs, and some drugs are life-saving, for sure. But what they do to the body in terms of toxicity is not good at all. They're absolutely horrific in terms of what they do to the biochemistry of the body. Yes, you may need to have something in the short run to correct something. But in the long run, if you're taking a drug every day for the rest of your life, as some they tell you, you know, you'll be on this the rest of your life, not only, George, are they toxic, but here's what's really fascinating. They cost your body nutrition. So if you get into a situation where you have a health problem where you need a drug because of a deficiency, now you've got a bigger deficiency because your body uses B vitamins, mm-hmm. and magnesium and copper to detoxify.
Right.
So now you're deficient, you're extra deficient
sure.
in the nutrients. So yeah, you may have lower blood cholesterol, but you're going to be deficient in the B vitamins because the body, when the body sees a statin drug or a pharmaceutical drug, you know what it says? It says, get thee Satan behind me. It says, I want you out of here. This is why the number one side effect for prescription drugs is nausea and vomiting and diarrhea and GI problems, because your body's trying to get rid of the stuff. When your body sees a vitamin, it incorporates the vitamin into the cells or into the chemistry to make something happen. When it sees a drug, it's like, get out of here. I need you out. In fact, they have to give you a dose that's bigger than the dose that your body needs to account for the fact that as soon as your body sees the drug, it's eliminating it.
I'm going to ask you this, Ben, because you're a pharmacist, but we got the toxicology report on Art Bell last week and what killed him.
What was it?
And four prescription drugs were in his system.
Wow.
Oxy?
Okay.
Hydrocodone, is it? Is that how you pronounce it?
OxyContin is what you're talking about?
Oxy, and then Hydro was in it?
Oxycodone. I don't know. There were
four. Oxycodone was one.
Okay.
Hydrocodone.
Okay. That's another.
Two.
Okay.
Valium and a muscle relaxer.
Well, he must have been in some pain.
He had those four in his system, according to the coroner who ruled it an accidental overdose.
Oh, he overdosed.
So here's the question: yeah. What doctor would prescribe those? Uh-huh. And not tell him, maybe they did, don't take all these together.
That's why caveat emptor. You know caveat emptor, they used to say, let the buyer beware. Well, let the patient beware. It's the same idea. You have to understand that doctors are practicing an art, not a science. This is very important. Medicine is not a science. We're led to believe it's a science, but it is not a science. There's so much room for opinion and for manipulation and for the art of it. And so you have some that are not practicing the art effectively. There's no cut and dry answers. We have been led to believe that medicine is a savior, and because of penicillinization of medicine, which is the idea that because penicillin saved so many people, can you imagine what penicillin must have been like when it came out?
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the most miraculous thing ever. And medicine is still riding on the coattails of penicillin, the idea that medicine can save people. That's not how it works. Medicine is an art form that requires, in fact, the very definition of a diagnosis is an opinion. If you go to the Oxford Dictionary, it'll say a diagnosis is a type of opinion. So we have to understand that doctors are fallible, and most of them mean well. You know, I rip on the medical model. I'm guilty of it. But I don't rip on doctors because most of them mean well.
Doc Wallach does.
That's true. But I don't. I have a lot of friends who
he thinks they should all be put in jail.
That's a little hyperbole, you know. It's for entertainment.
Well, in Art's situation, how many people like that are on all these kinds of drugs?
Yeah, he's only on four. There are people, when I was working in the pharmacy, in the retail pharmacy, people would be on 13, 14, 16 medicines, no lie.
At one time?
At one time, George, they would drop a plastic bag filled with medicine, with pills.
Like we take supplements, they take prescription drugs.
Exactly. How do you know how? Do you think the drug companies know how these interact? When they give you side effects of drugs, they give you the side effects of one drug.
That drug.
They don't know what happens when you're on two, or on let alone three, let alone five or six or 10 or 13 or 16. The average person over the age of 60 is on four or five drugs.
Now, when you're on those kinds of drugs and you end up dying, what happens? The heart just stops or you stop breathing?
Exactly
what happens?
The heart just stops because you're not dying from the drug, George. You're dying from the nutritional deficiency that's caused by the drug. You're dying from the chemical. That's how we die. The body is somehow deprived of nutrients that it needs because it's off either deficient, flat out deficient, or it's off processing the drug. So toxicity itself is a function of the effect the toxin has on the body's natural chemistry. It's not the toxin, but it's the effect that the toxin has on the chemistry, and that's the chemical tweak, the inherent chemistry of the body that's messed up. And that's what I say. We don't account for the nutritional deficiencies that are caused by the drugs. So if you're on a drug, George, this is very important. If you're on a prescription drug, it's extra important that you get on the Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients. If you're on multiple drugs, it's extra important that
you have
to
replenish yourself, don't you?
Exactly.
Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. Tom, you got a text or tweet for Ben? What do you have?
Hey, Ben, text in from Carolyn in Virginia. Olive oil, good or bad? Does heating the oil when cooking with it make it worse?
Never heat oils. The only oil you're going to heat is butter, which isn't really an oil, and then coconut oil, perhaps, which is a stable oil. But vegetable oil.
And by the way, Doc Wallach, for the record, hates oil.
Well, I don't go that far because there are some valuable things in oil, but his point is very well taken. When an oil is heated or it's disturbed in any way or even processed or put in the bottle at the cold pressed or however they do it, even if it's done gently, that oil is to a certain extent destroyed. I believe that there's some good things in oils that are worthwhile, but you certainly have to be extremely careful with them, and you never want to cook them. Never want to cook with them. Never want to heat. If you're going to cook an oil, and sometimes, by the way, you do want to heat like butter with vegetables. If you heat butter with vegetables, you make the fatty nutrients more accessible, especially for your eyes and for your skin. So if you can heat your vegetables or steam your vegetables, I should say, because you don't want to heat them too much.
And butter's better than margarine, right?
Oh, my God. Margarine. And even now they have fake margarine. They call them spreads. They don't even call them margarine. They're fake margarine. And those are even worse. So if you have – and by the way, the American Heart Association to this day says to eat margarine, not butter. Can you believe this? This is our medical model at work. Margarine is a hideous, disgusting food, and the fake spreads are even worse. You know, you've heard of trans fats, right? Everybody's heard of trans fats, right? Now they have something called interesterified fats, which are not trans fats, and they're just as bad or worse. And what's really sneaky is you'll see these fake butter spreads or margarine spreads, and they'll say zero trans fat, right? But they won't tell you it's got the interesterified fat.
I
got
to look for that. Is that on the package?
It's
if you
not
look
on
for
the
it?
Package because they don't have to put that. So they
you
make
don't.
All this hullabaloo about we're going to now tell you about our trans fats. But what they don't tell you is now we're using the interesterified fats, which may be worse. And so the bottom line is stick with the real butter. You'll get selenium. You'll get iodine. You'll get a wonderful fat called butyric acid, which is like rocket fuel for your intestinal cells, and it tastes delicious to boot.
Let's go to Anthony in Salem, Oregon, west of the Rockies. Hey, Anthony, go ahead.
Hey, Anthony.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, real quick on the sleep thing. I notice sometimes even just dwelling on trying to get to sleep or fall asleep, it keeps you up too. That InfoWars knockout really works.
What did you,
go ahead.
I didn't hear what you said. I didn't catch that. What really worked?
Knockout, InfoWars Knockout. It has melatonin, tryptophan, and all.
Okay. It's a brand name for something.
Yes.
Yeah, it's sleep aid. It okay. really works. It really helps.
It's got natural things in it.
I hadn't heard of that.
Like melatonin.
Melatonin is the bomb. Sleepies from Longevity also has melatonin. It also has valerian root. Have you heard of this one, valerian?
I have, yeah.
Awesome
yeah.
herb for helping you fall asleep.
It calms you down, too, doesn't it?
Down. You know, a lot of, melatonin, by the way, is not just a sleep aid. It's an anti-aging supplement.
And it's natural in your body.
And your body makes it. That's absolutely correct. And when you
comes out of the pineal gland, right?
Have you done shows on the pineal gland, George?
Yes.
Oh man, they call that the third eye for a reason. Yeah. Do you know there's eye cells in your pineal gland? In your brain.
I believe that.
Inside your head, you have eye cells. How cool is that?
I believe that.
Right? They call it the third eye for a reason. And yes, you make melatonin out of there, make DMT out of there. I know you know about that. And melatonin is not just for sleep, though. It's an anti-aging supplement, and as we age, our melatonin levels naturally drop, and the antagonistic hormone, which is called cortisol, goes up. So, and cortisol, of course, is known as stress hormone. So melatonin is anti-stress. In addition to being a relaxing, a sleep aid, so Longevity Sleep Aid, which has melatonin, is an anti-stress supplement in addition to being a sleep supplement.
And well, here's the weird question for you, Ben. Why do we sleep in the first place? What is sleep doing?
George, that's an awesome question.
I mean, what part of the body does sleep affect? The brain?
Yeah. And when we sleep, we make growth hormone. We make repair substances. When you're active and you're doing things, your body is breaking down. When you're asleep, your body is healing and recovering.
Well, when you get tired, what's tired? Your arms are still functioning. Your legs
question.
Are moving.
You know what I noticed, George? You know what's tired when you're tired? That's an awesome question. You know what's tired when you're tired? Check this out the next time you're tired. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
You're tired. Your face.
That's right. No, you're right.
That's what's tired is your face. We hold so much tension in our face. Your face has like 80 or 90 different muscles in it. And we hold so much tension in our face. Notice the next time you're tired, if you localize the quote tired, the feeling of tired, it's in your face.
And you see it on people's faces.
And you can actually see it in people's faces. That's exactly right. Yeah, isolate the next time for the listeners. The next time you're tired, see if are you tired in your finger? Are you tired in your wrist? Are you tired in your elbow? No. You're going to find that you're tired in your face. And learning how to relax the face through the progressive muscle relaxation techniques we talked about earlier, and also SDR breathing, and just paying attention to your face is a wonderful way to energize yourself.
But does sleep energize the brain? Is that it's doing?
When you sleep, when you run out of a certain chemical. There's a chemical in your body that is responsible for energy. You may have heard of it. It's called ATP. You heard of this thing called ATP?
Oh, yeah.
So when your body is deficient in ATP, you'll naturally feel tired. And while you're sleeping, your body will make more ATP. ATP is like an energy battery.
All right, Ben, we're going to come back and take final phone calls with you next. Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website. And here's that toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast to Coast, back with Pharmacist Ben from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that number, so many of you need to keep it, and just keep it. It's 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Ben, we have an email in from Bob. He says, my brother is 65 years old, on dialysis because of scarring on his kidneys. He's 50 pounds overweight. What can he do to help heal the kidneys?
Blood sugar, number one thing for anybody dealing with kidney disease, and millions of Americans are dealing with kidney disease. And by the way, you don't have official kidney disease until you have like 15% functioning.
So you could be at 20% functioning and your kidneys are still working. That's
okay.
How amazing the kidneys are. It's just a ridiculously amazing micro architecture that's going on inside the kidneys. Most important thing is blood sugar. And weight issues go hand in hand with kidney disease issues. And when you control the blood sugar, it'll help you lose the weight and it'll protect your kidneys. So right from the get-go, get on the Sweeties from Youngevity. Get on the Healthy Start Pack. Make sure you're on what's called the ketogenic diet. I know you know what that is, George. It's a high-fat, low-calorie, low-carb diet. Very, very helpful for folks dealing with that, not just with kidney issues or diabetes issues, but for cancer and for autoimmune diseases and for heart disease and for Alzheimer's disease. It's just a phenomenal way of eating, the ultimate way of healthy eating, and that is, again, high-fat, specifically butter and coconut oil and fatty fish and avocados and eggs, and then very low carbohydrate and low calorie. That's the most important to me. That's the most important part of the ketogenic diet. I love how we're now starting to appreciate fats. Have you noticed that, George?
Yeah, it's starting.
Right, it's starting. When I remember, it wasn't that long ago when everybody was low fat and don't stay away from fat, don't eat fat. That got such a bad rap, and that's so unfortunate. Because as it turns out, as we went high carb and low fat, we got sicker and sicker and sicker. So making sure that you appreciate the power of good quality fat, not the processed fat, not the margarine, but the good quality fat, and getting on a good essential fatty acid supplement like the Ultimate EFAs or the Ultimate EFA Plus is super, super important for folks dealing with diabetes, kidney disease, or really any autoimmune or any chronic degenerative disease.
Fascinating indeed. Let's go back to the calls. We will go to John in Citrus Heights, California. Hi, John. Go ahead.
Hey, hi. I'm glad you were able to get me on. I'm an 83-year-old grandpa. I'm living with a grandson, Josiah. This is a really neat little kid. And he's been on formula, and then he's been on Gerber's, packets, the organic pouches, and also Plum's organic pouches. But we want him to have the very best in nutrition. Does he fit in with Healthy Start Pack? Or,
yes. How old is he? I'm sorry.
Yeah, he turned 1 year old two days ago.
He can't swallow pills, though.
Yeah, he can't swallow pills. If the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you can give him small amounts of the Beyond Tangy Tangerine.
That's the liquid stuff you pour in, right? Yeah, I mean,
give him eggs. If he'll eat eggs, if you can get him to eat raw eggs, that'd be great. If we can get slightly soft boil the eggs also, but not the egg whites or the egg beaters. The formulas are tragically devoid of nutrition, even though they do try to give. They try to put a little bit of this and a little bit of that. There's no way a formula can duplicate what's in breast milk. And the Gerber's organic or non-organic, the processed food, that's just terrible for a kid. That's setting a kid up for all kinds of horrible things in the future, and not even the distant future. By the time he's 5 or 6, he's likely to have weight problems and blood sugar problems on a diet like that.
But babies do need vitamins, don't they?
Absolutely. But, what's the ultimate nutritional supplement for a baby?
I don't know.
Breast milk. That's the ultimate nutritional supplement. It's the ultimate nutritional supplement for anybody. We should all have
it. Yeah, but I consider a toddler a baby, too, 2 or 3 years old.
For a toddler, a good nutritional supplement program would be great. Beyond Tangy Tangerine, absolutely, for a toddler. Dilute it, put a small amount of it, maybe a quarter scoop of the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, absolutely, for a toddler. You'll find he'll be snacking less. He'll have more energy.
What will he be like when he's an adult?
And on top
if he's
of that,
on supplements when he's a kid.
That's right. If you supplement wisely when he's a kid, that's absolutely true.
Alan in Atlanta, Georgia, welcome to the program. Alan, go ahead.
Good morning, George and Ben. How you doing?
Good morning.
Great.
I want to ask a question about Alzheimer's, but since you brought up the cooking oil, if I'm firing up the wok, do I use butter or just a nonstick wok or what?
Butter or phospholipid in the form of lecithin. That's another one.
What's that called?
It's called lecithin, L-E-C-I-T-H-I-N, lecithin. It's a really interesting, it's actually the active ingredient in PAM, non-spray cooking.
Yeah, but where do you get that?
You get it at a health food store, lecithin, great stuff.
As an oil?
Again, as an oil, or it's kind of a viscous substance, or you can just get the powder. But that's great. In fact, lecithins are ultimate enzymes from longevity. You'll get lecithin. Lecithin's amazing for helping you digest food, also for cooking with, as I say. But for the digestive system, lecithin is phenomenally important, and that's in the ultimate enzymes. The ultimate enzymes from longevity are a really interesting product because they market them as a digestive enzyme supplement, but they're great for pain. They're great for the liver. They're great for swelling and inflammation. They're great for post-surgical healing. The ultimate enzymes, digestive enzymes, are fabulously important. And when you take them on an empty stomach, they can give you these multiple benefits. So ultimate enzymes are great. But to answer your question about what you cook with, heck yes, you cook with butter. And also, you can also use coconut oil. And by the way, coconut oil, there's a lot of great evidence that talks about coconut oil for Alzheimer's disease. And that's because of something in there called MCTs, which butter is also a rich source of MCTs. I'm telling you, you can almost regard butter as like a nutritional supplement. That's how powerful butter is in terms of its nutritional value. So heck yes, cook with butter.
That's the way to do it, I guess, these days, isn't it?
Mix your turmeric with butter. Just saying that for you because I know you like turmeric.
I sure do. Martin in Davis, California. Martin, go ahead, sir.
Hi, thank you.
Sure.
Can you hear me well?
Yeah.
Hey, Martin.
Thanks. I had Parkinson's. I was diagnosed 15 years ago.
Parkinson's, what do you think? His phone's a little...
Yeah, absolutely. Parkinson's is the same as Alzheimer's, except it's a different part of the brain. It's deterioration of the brain in a certain area. In fact, there's something called Parkinson's dementia, which is when...
That's what Michael J. Fox has, right? Parkinson's.
Exactly, and Robin Williams had Parkinson's disease. It's very, very common. It's deterioration of the brain. It's just a chronic degenerative disease that affects the brain. There's nothing special about it. It's like arthritis of the brain. You know, that's like we were saying earlier, all chronic degenerative diseases are deterioration of the body. In the case of Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, it happens in the brain. So what you want to do is you want to build the body back up. You want to be a bodybuilder. Get yourself on the Healthy Start Pack. Actually, I get on the Healthy Brain Body Pack, which has some selenium in there, which is very important for the brain. Make sure you're practicing the ketogenic diet. The ketogenic diet has a couple of benefits for brain health. Number one, it's a low-sugar diet. Sugar destroys the brain. Do you know Alzheimer's disease is now regarded as type 3 diabetes?
Really?
Exactly.
I didn't know that.
Yes, it's a type of diabetes.
Can you die from Alzheimer's disease? I guess you can, can't you?
Well, you don't die from the disease itself, but you know how you die? It's very interesting. People stop eating.
What do you mean you stop eating?
They don't eat.
Why?
How are you going to make somebody eat? Think about it. I mean, you can't, right?
I mean, well, why do they stop eating? Aren't they hungry?
That's a good question, George. Why do they stop eating? Because they have dementia. There's no awareness there. But there's also the idea of a hidden wisdom in the body. You know, animals will stop eating when they're ready to die. So it could be an element of an inner wisdom. To me, Alzheimer's dementia, there's an element of leaving the body, the consciousness leaving the body, and the body staying behind. You know, did you ever see anybody? My dad had died of it. And it's like the body is still there, but they're not there.
They're not there.
They're not there.
And they shake, too.
There's malnourishment, especially if they're in a nursing home. You know, if the greatest thing you can give somebody with Alzheimer's or dementia, I should say, or Parkinson's for that matter, is the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. If you know somebody in a nursing home, get them on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's amazing what you'll see. Almost instantly, you'll see the body start to blossom like a plant blossoms when you put water on it when it hasn't been watered.
It stops from being wilted, right?
Exactly, in a nursing home, because they're very deficient in nursing homes. It's just the greatest gift you can give somebody who is in some kind of care, facilitated care system.
Final text and tweet from you, Tom. Go ahead.
Hey, Ben, this is from Jenny in Kentucky. Please ask pharmacist Ben to talk about the pros and cons of drinking whole milk.
Con. Well, no, there's some... You know, there's some nutrients in milk. And that's an interesting question, actually, because sometimes a food has some good stuff in it, but that doesn't make the food a good food. If you can get raw milk right from the cow, you may get, you know, you'll get a lot more nutritional value. But the pasteurized stuff, oh, my God, that's hideous. And the homogenization process, you remember when, I'm sure you remember when the milk separated, right? And the cream rose to the top, as they say, and the watery stuff was behind, and you had to shake the milk. Well, when they came up with homogenization, all the fat globules got ground up really small so that when you drink the milk, all those fat globules are small enough to go right into your blood. It's a horrible, horrible food. and not to mention the antibiotics they give the cows. You know, every state has something called the pus count. Have you ever heard of the pus count?
Well, that's I had a guest on in St. Louis years ago who called milk cow pus. It's
basically, there's pus in the milk, and they're allowed to have a certain amount of pus in the milk.
There's somebody probably drinking a glass of milk listening to this right now.
I'm sorry to say that. You know that white stuff that's on the top of your lip when you drink milk? We call that a pustache.
Let's go to Atman in Canada. Hey, Atman, go ahead.
Thank you, George, for taking my call.
Sure. Thank you.
Hi. So I want to ask Ben, recommend me something. I have a problem for left eye.
Which is?
What you call it, cataract?
Cataracts.
Yeah, yeah. Cataract is like a...
That's a tough one, Ben.
It's a tough one because it's damage to the lens. It's like your drive, like your windshield is cracked, basically, is what happens when you have a cataract. And once it's there, it's there. You've got to basically have it removed.
There's really nothing you can do supplement-wise to make it better.
But you can prevent. You can keep it from getting worse.
You can slow it down.
You can slow it down, absolutely. And you can also prevent it from happening before it happens. The eyes are very interesting. The eyes are a lot like the skin. So guess what? Check this out, George. Your vision FX from longevity and also your Ocutive from longevity, which are eye supplements.
Lutein's in that.
What's that?
Lutein is in that.
Lutein is in that. Yeah, Vision FX and Ocutive. I know I said that fast. OCUTIV and Vision FX. Not only will they help protect your eyes, but check this out, George. They'll protect your skin from sunburning.
Really?
Yeah. The same nutrients that protect your eyes protect your skin from sunburning. It's the same tissue. So the tissue of the skin has the same kind of reaction that the tissue of the eye has to the sun. So protecting your skin from the sun and protecting your eyes from the sun is you can use the same supplements. And if you're going to go out tanning or you're going to go on vacation or go on a cruise or you're golfing a lot, the best way to protect your skin is by using Vision FX and the Ocutive, as well as other nutrients, of course, are also important. But that's a little hack for you. Now, to answer Amit's question about the cataracts are partially caused by sugar reacting with the lens. Sugar caramelizes things. It burns things. And one of the things it burns is the lens of the eye.
Over
time, correct. So this is why cataracts and diabetes go hand in hand. So practicing, again, the ketogenic diet, getting on the sweeties from longevity, making sure you're avoiding high sugar foods, like fruit juice, by the way, is a terrible food. A lot of people think that, you know, we're led to believe that orange juice is healthy and apple juice is healthy. Not. It's diabetes in a bottle waiting to happen.
Really? Why? Too much sugar?
It's concentrated, dense, and in liquid form. It goes right to work. In fact, the fructose in many ways is worse than the glucose.
What's wrong with an occasional candy bar once in a while?
You know, the dose makes the poison. We learned that in pharmacy school. So, you know, it's not great, but it's better than two candy bars. It's better than five candy bars. You know, so
two's better than three, right?
Yeah, you know, it's not the worst thing in the world, like one candy bar, but it certainly isn't doing you any good. And I'm not, George, listen, I'm not a health nut, okay? If you might see me out there munching on something that's not good for me, that's not the point. The point is if you're sick, these are options for you. Drugs, the doctor, the medical model, they'll tell you that there's no other options. Then if not literally, the culture will condition us into believing there's no other options. What we're here talking about here, George, and by the way, I forgot to say, we have a website, email, criticalhealthnews@gmail.com, and we love answering emails, criticalhealthnews@gmail.com. If you're sick, if you are on medication, if you are suffering from multiple chronic degenerative diseases or even just one chronic degenerative disease, all the ideas here represent options. It's not like you're a good person or a bad person or you shouldn't eat this or you shouldn't eat that. It's just that you don't have to be condemned to being on a prescription drug. You don't have to be condemned to having to go to the doctor's office every month. You don't have to be condemned to surgical procedures. You don't have to be condemned to the medical model. All of these things that we've been talking about for the last couple of hours and that we talk about at Critical Health News and you and I talk about every month and Dr. Wallach talks about represent options and choices that we can take into that will allow us to take our health into our own hands. And that's what this is about. This isn't really about health. It's about empowerment. It's about empowering us to be healthy, empowering us to be great, empowering us to have great lives. And that's really, to me, that's the most inspiring message of all. This is not about being good or bad, or being a good person or a bad person. There's no guilt here. This is simply about options.
Ben, the calls keep coming in, but we are out of time, my friend, so I will talk to you next month.
Thank you, George. Good to talk to you.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and his website, of course, criticalhealthnews.com, and that toll-free number where there are humans there that will help you, 1-855-949-RADIO, especially if you've been calling and you can't get on tonight with us, 1-855-949-7234. Up next, we'll talk a little bit about consciousness and the world beyond.